It all began on the 3rd of March. Sister, it was a Wednesday when you called me. I was in a meeting and did not want to receive phone calls from anyone. But you insisted. You got angry with my assistants and they could not calm you down. Finally, they put you through to my telephone. But you did not say anything. You just cried and I started to sweat. I imagined how the tears fell on the ground and how you held your head between your hands. I felt like I could not stand it any longer when suddenly you broke the silence. Hi, how are you? I'm busy. How did you find my number? I asked you. The truth is, it was pure luck. You hid well. But one day, I discovered articles in the news about your scandals, and I found out where you lived. What is going on? Why are you calling me? I asked you angrily. I'm going to get married, and you have to come. My God! I yelled out loud. I had to leave the meeting. James, listen to me. The night you left, we escaped together through the window, and I took you to the station. We were standing on the steps when you promised to return someday and take me with you. Your words meant a lot to me. I believed you. But then you got on the train and disappeared forever. The police searched for you for half a year. Mum and Dad did not know what to do, and they blamed me. A cold wind blew through the office, and I felt it ripple over my skin. It was odd to hear her voice. It reminded me of my past. She continued almost without pausing. Please, the wedding is on May 28th, at noon. It is a Saturday. I am going to send you my new address. I will not accept excuses, she said, and hung up the telephone. I felt a sudden pain in my stomach. I ran to the bathroom, bent over the sink and vomited. Someone knocked on the door. Excuse me, Mr. Carter. Are you all right? People are waiting for you. What a bad day.